Today on Be'ezus Hashem, we learned Chav Ches and Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Machlokes regarding Avet Inish Din L'Nafshei. If a person is causing someone else a loss, may the victim take the matter into his own hands and take action to prevent his loss, or must he wait and present his claim before Be'ezdin? The next Mishnah is Halacha of Nishber Kadu B'Shusarabim V'Hochluk Echad B'Mayim O'Yishaloka B'Charsas Chayef. If someone's jug broke in the public area and another person slipped on the water or was injured by the shards, the owner is liable for teshlumen. The machlik is Rav Shmuel regarding tintful kelev b'mayim, clothing that was ruined in the water, is the bal hakad liable? Which depends on their machlik is regarding kol takala shloi hifkira. If a person placed an obstacle in the reshus harabim and did not make it hefker, is it considered as the mazik of shar or the mazik of bur? The machlik is Rav Shmuel regarding adam. If a person was injured through the water, is the Bal HaKad liable? Which depends on their machlekes regarding bar. If a person dug a pit, is he liable only for hezek caused through Havlai, its ear, or even for hezek caused through Chavtai, its impact? The Brice is Halacha of Imhitiach Tzluchisa Be'Evin Chayef. If a person placed a stone in the Rosh Hashanah and someone else's jug knocked into the stone and broke, the Bal HaEvin is liable for Tashlumen. Rav Elazar's distinction of Nitkal Be'Evin V'Noshav Be'Evin Chayef. The Bala Evan is chayv only if the Evan did both, tripped the person and then broke the sluchas. However, nitkel bekarka benosha be'evan pater. The Bala Evan is pater if through the ground caused the person to trip and the Evan then broke the sluchas.